Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we spent a lot of time last week, both on radio and TV, about talking about the globalists around the world and what a sucker nation America is. You know, $7 billion annually for the UN. Why don't we let China have the UN? They can have it. They're anti-American. They're anti-Semitic often. Why bother? Why are we fostering an organization that is as ineffective as anything? You know, the tens and tens and hundreds of millions of dollars over the years to the World Health Organization, an organization that became the propaganda arm for the communist Chinese after COVID. You know, why are we paying all the Paris Accord money, the bulk of it, and when we allow that agreement to identify China and India as developing nations? They're not developing nations, and they pay next to nothing. You know, the same goes with all the tens of millions of dollars we've spent over the years for the World Economic Forum. Never mind, NATO never pays their fair share either. You know, war is in their backyard, and they don't seem to have the urgency. The only person that finally spoke out and said, if you're going to fight this war, win it, was Boris Johnson. And that just didn't happen until late last night I saw this. I mean, it's ridiculous that we're funding all of this and listening to the drivel and the insanity of everybody at that World Economic Forum led by John Kerry and Al Gore is enough to make anyone puke. Here was Gore last week.
62 million tons into it every single day. And the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. Greta Thunberg was just arrested in Germany. I agree with her efforts to stop that coal mine in Germany. When climate activists around the world, and I'm partly speaking for them right here on this stage, have come to the conclusion that the people in authority are not doing their job. There's a lot of blah, 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 as Greta says. There are a lot of words and there are some meaningful commitments, but we are still failing badly.
He forgets to mention that Germany going forward with their own production of energy is a necessary, it's necessary in this moment of history, because they gave in to their climate alarmist cult in Germany And now the average German is paying 30 to 40% of their annual salary just to heat their homes at a minimal level because they became completely dependent on Vladimir Putin and Russia. One last cut. This idiot, what's his name? John Snabe, Danish businessman, telling us to stop eating. Meanwhile, remember, over 1,000 private jets bringing in the world's elitist, the extraterrestrials, as John Kerry called them, so that they can pat each other on the back as the saviors of the world. They're such phony hypocrites. And now they want you to stop eating meat while they fly in their private jets.
Food systems account for around 21% of CO2 emissions, and they are unhealthy, and they have a lot of waste, 40%. My daughter, 24, inspired me and said, "Dad, how can you advocate for these zero carbon value chains if you still eat meat?" And so I stopped eating meat. Now the math would say, well, you need to stop eating meat 11 years to compensate for a flight to Thailand. Yes, but if a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you, it has a big impact.
All right, joining us now to respond to this, the latest on this COVID issue we talked about earlier, is Senator Rand Paul, great state of Kentucky. Look, I got to tip my hat to people like you and your dad years ago. You were warning about the globalist movement. And beneath all of this, while they talk about climate change, there really is a political agenda, and that is a socialist network around the world where America would pay the bulk of monies for countries and continents, you know, and every need that they have. It's time for us to just back off all of this, in my opinion, Senator.
Yeah, you know, my dad, even when I was a kid several decades ago, I can remember him talking about the internationalism, the loss of sovereignty, but the loss of the Constitution as we become more of a world, you know, intertwined sort of world government run, you know, whether it's UN or World Economic Forum. He's warned about this for decades, and it has come to pass. I think when the Trump era came in and other people became worried about it, the movement grew even more. But people need to be aware of this, because most international forums are a repudiation of what made America great, and that was capitalism, freedom, voluntarism, trade. And they're all about controlling these things. And so there are great dangers in all of these forums. But, I mean, if they want me to stop eating meat, I think maybe we've got to wait till they stop flying jets. When they stop flying on jets and they stop driving cars, then they can come back to me and talk to me about a steak. But these people are basically, you know, when you listen to Al Gore, that's what an example of scientific illiteracy, probably no greater example of illiteracy. Almost everything he's professed and predicted, really everything he has been wrong. Boiling oceans. I want to know where there's a boiling ocean you can visit. I mean, just basically scientific illiteracy. He should have no forum on any stage. And yet he's done most of this, not really because he cares about the planet, because he's been padding his own pocketbook. He's gotten extraordinarily rich off of being a doomsday, you know, green alarmist. But basically, he's padded his own wallet and gotten very, very wealthy off of spreading alarmism, all of which has been false.
You know, the frustrating thing is, you're right, the Daily Mail reported he made some $330 million, and this guy has been wrong his entire adult life on these issues involving the environment. I've gone over all the instances on this program. If we have time, I'll do it again. But the question is, why is America, why the involvement of America in all of these globalist movements? What's the benefit for us paying all this money and then getting lectured every time something comes up?
You know, the people who point out a better way, the reason we're always involved is they want us to pay for everything. They don't have to obey any of the rules. All the rules apply to us, and we're going to pay. But people who do care about the environment but also care about freedom and care about capitalism will tell you that the people who protect the planet are rich people. And you can protect the planet, and you can do nice things to control emissions when you're wealthy. So really the answer is wealth. We need to create wealth, and we need to understand what economic system creates that wealth. There have been many, many writers on this. Marion Tupi with Cato has talked about this, about how productivity and wealth has increased astronomically in the last 200 years, But it's because we followed the advice of Adam Smith, of trade, of capitalism. And when you do that, as people become richer, they have more disposable income. And when they have more disposable income, then they can care about and try to do things to not live in it. Think of the difference between Haiti and our country. Haiti is abysmally poor, and the trash is in everybody's front yard. It's in their rivers. It's in their creeks. They do nothing. But in a country with great wealth like ours, we don't live that way. We have a much cleaner existence, and we try to take care of where we live. And so the answer really is wealth creation, not restrictive policies, not ridiculous things like not eating meat. It's really creating more wealth so we have more leisure time and more extra wealth to care about the environment.
Isn't it sort of like if you look at the Green New Deal, guaranteed health, government healthy food, guaranteed pre-K, guaranteed free college, guaranteed government job, guaranteed government wage, guaranteed government health care, guaranteed government retirement, womb to the tomb, cradle to grave, utopia. But in everything that's in the Green New Deal, none of it has to do with anything green. And yet unilaterally, economically, we have disarmed as a country as we have more natural resources, coal, oil, gas, than all of these other countries that we're importing from combined. And yet we put ourselves at a financial disadvantage, create the same dependency that Germany created for itself with Vladimir Putin. And what's the net result of all of this is that aren't these globalist organizations real? Don't they mirror the Green New Deal? They talk about the environment, but it's really about economics. It's really about a world economy where it's, you know, from each according to their ability, to each according to their need.
Yeah, their philosophy is more like a religion, and they approach it with a religiosity. It's a philosophy of socialism. And really, you wonder which is first. Is it really about the climate, or is it really about socialism, because they're so intertwined? If it's really about the environment, you look at the things, and if you believe carbon is a big problem, you look at the things that have reduced carbon in our country, and it's been innovation. The production of natural gas has lowered our carbon footprint. But even going back a couple of centuries, when people burned wood in their fireplaces and everybody burned wood, you look at London in the 17th century and, you know, look at coal in every fireplace. When we centralized the burning of the fuel, we were able to capture some of the emissions. But one of the biggest innovations that we have out there is nuclear power. We aren't building any nuclear power plants. And this is a problem Germany made. In the hysteria and all the green hysteria in Germany, when they had the accident in Japan, they didn't learn to build nuclear reactors better. They just quit. They shut all their nuclear reactors down. Then they shut their coal plants down. And you're right.
Well, then they were dependent on Russia. But now we found out there's been reports that Vladimir Putin was funding many of these organizations, the climate alarmist cult members in Germany, prior to them making those decisions.
You think the FBI will investigate maybe Russian misinformation on, you know, being against coal fire and against oil and fossil fuels in the United States? Do you think there's been some misinformation from other countries on that? Yeah, this is a real problem. But basically, innovation and technology and allowing wealth to create is the way an environment is preserved. If you're living hand to mouth and you can barely survive and you're living on a subsistence diet, you don't have time to care about your environment. You're caring about your next meal. Once we get to a society where we have like ours, we have ways to do it, but we need to make sure we don't cut off our nose in spite of our face. We need to not cut off the engine that created the wealth that allows us to care about the environment, and that's capitalism. And so capitalism is a friend to the environment. You look at most of the big purchases of land in our country that have put away land for conservation, they've all come from fabulously rich capitalists, starting with the Rockefellers and others. You've got Ted Turner out there. I've got several supporters that have bought land in Montana, and they've put it aside, you know, because they do believe in nature, but they've done it because they were fabulously successful capitalists. So capitalism is actually often, if not most of the time, a friend to the environment.
All right, quick break. More with Senator Rand Paul. Then we'll get to your phone calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program as we continue. All right, if you want to save money in these tough economic times, I've got one guaranteed surefire method to do it, and it only takes a couple of minutes of your time. Join the stampede of us abandoning big carriers for your cell phone like Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You get the exact same coverage because they, Pure Talk, uses the same exact cell towers, the same exact 5G network. You'll have the same number of bars on your phone, coverage bars. When you look at your phone, you keep your phone, you keep your phone number. You also get blazing fast data, unlimited talk, unlimited text. It's only $30 a month, about half of what you're paying right now. And the best part is it's totally risk-free your first month. Try it. If you're not completely happy, you get your money back. It's that simple. It's a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk, Simply Smarter Wireless. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is with us as we continue. You know, I got to tip my hat to you on another issue, and that involves COVID. I don't know if you saw this, but your own FDA is now proposing, believe it or not, an idea that COVID vaccines are going to be like annual flu shots. I'm not listening to any government bureaucrat at all. There was an enormous amount of, I don't think we've ever discussed this, but I've been telling my audience recently, it was an enormous amount of pressure being brought to bear on me to tell people what to do with their health. I steadfastly refused. You don't want to know why? I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about their current medical condition. I don't know anything about their maybe underlying conditions they may have, or their pre-existing conditions or past health issues they may have had. I'm not in a position as a talk show host to tell people what to do. And I will tell you this, the one thing we have learned is that they were wrong on everything. If you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. Not true. The latest variants that are out there, the two Omicron new variants that seem to be the most dominant in the country, they show complete resistance to people that have been vaccinated and boosted again and boosted another time, and even natural immunity. So everything they said would be true turned out not to be true. I'm not listening to these people. And the only thing I would say is people should listen to their own doctor based on their own medical history and current condition. That's my advice. You know, if we would make monoclonal antibodies, I did believe in them as the best therapeutic available.
The real question now is, how dangerous is the current COVID? Almost nobody is dying from it or being hospitalized by it. There are some, but we need to know who are these patients. Are they patients that are sick and very elderly, or how many healthy people are being hospitalized for COVID? How many healthy people have had COVID or being hospitalized? Are any children being hospitalized or dying who have previously had COVID? So unless the studies include an arm that has previous immunity from prior infection, the studies are invalid. And really, we need to know that. They need to be honest and tell us the truth. The CDC has withheld this, steadfastly refused to do it. Fauci led the effort on all of this. And the question is, if my kid is 15 and male and has had COVID, what's the chance if they get it again, they'll go to the hospital and die? I think the answer is zero, but they won't release the statistics because it doesn't support vaccination for these kids. But what is the chance that my 15-year-old male or 20-year-old male could
next to zero
heart from the vaccine?
Well, I mean, look, myocarditis is real. Clotting is really concerning me in terms of, you know, what are we going to learn over the long term? That's scary to me. Senator Rand Paul, we appreciate you as always being out there and being available for us. We thanks so much for being on board.
Thanks, Sean.
Quick break, right back. We'll continue.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to your phone calls here in a second. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. This may sound insane. Do you know people can steal your home? As a matter of fact, it's happening everywhere, and it's horrendous. It's called home title theft, and you have criminals all around the world. What they're doing is they are targeting American homeowners, and what they do is your home's title, which is the document proving you own your house, you can easily find it online. Now, these thieves go online, find your home, forge your signature on a legal document claiming you sold them your home when you did not. Then they take out loans on your home. Then they disappear. And you won't find out until you get a late payment notice or even a foreclosure notice. Now, that's why HomeTitleLock.com/Sean will protect you. And the offer is amazing what they're willing to give you. They'll verify that your home's title is still safely in your name. You register your address and you get a free, no obligation, home title report for your files. It's $100 value, absolutely free. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Sean. One of the casualties that has come out of five instances now that we have of Joe Biden and his classified documents scandal is that of Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, White House press secretary. And she just doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know what to say. Also, I refer you to this. I refer you to that. I refer you to this. I refer you to that. We put a montage together.
Any specifics to the Department of Justice, any specifics to this particular legal matter, I would refer you to the Department of Justice.
The president, when the initial batch of documents were reported a couple of weeks ago, said he was surprised the documents, that they were classified documents found at the Penn Biden Center. Was he surprised that there was classified material found at his home on Friday, as well as the prior discovery of his house a few weeks?
Any specifics to the Department of Justice, any specifics to this particular legal matter, I would refer you to the Department of Justice. What I'm telling you is what the president has said, which is he takes this very seriously. I will refer you to detailed explanations from statements that have come from his personal lawyer. Again, anything further on this, my colleague is going to be taking your questions, Mary, in the 4 o'clock hour. I would refer you to them.
Why doesn't he have regrets, given that classified documents keep turning up?
I talked about this last week. I'm not going to go beyond what the president said. Again, I would refer you to the White House counsel for anything further on this legal matter.
Should we anticipate other searches are possible?
That part, I would definitely refer you to the White House counsel's office.
The president's scheduled to go to Camp David this weekend, just to clarify. Should we read anything into that? Does he have full access to his homes right now, in both Wilmington and Roanoke?
I would refer you to the White House counsel's office.
Has the president invited the Justice Department to search his home in Rehoboth, Delaware?
I would refer you to the White House counsel's office, who will be speaking with all of you pretty soon.
What would you point us to that would demonstrate that seriousness?
I'm going to really refer you to the White House counsel's office.
I mean, she doesn't have an answer because there is no answer. That's the point. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. John, Queens, New York, glad you called. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me. My question is this. You know, I got a feeling that there's a little misdirection here. You know, everybody's looking at whether they're classified, whether they're this, comparing them to Trump, this, that, and the other thing. My thinking is simply, if you look at the dates of 2016, Biden was leaving. Trump was coming in. Trump said, I'm going to get those documents from DOJ. I'm going to prove you and your son are crooks, this, that, and the other thing. Isn't it amazing that Donald and Barr could not find those documents? I'm wondering if they were sitting in the garage. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if they knew about them at the time. I think had they known about them, then they probably would have gone in and gotten them. The irony is, and they keep saying this in the media, and it's just not accurate and it's not true, is that, well, Donald Trump didn't cooperate and Joe Biden did, or, you know, Mike Pence found some documents that he handed in today. And it seems like he's checked everything out now and that he's confident that it's a one and done for him. But Donald Trump, remember, the FBI had unfettered access. They were at Mar-a-Lago before the raid. They were in the room where the documents eventually were found. They had every opportunity that day to ask for those documents because they saw them up close. They didn't. They called back and said, would you mind putting a padlock on that door? And then Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland brag about how we sent them. We personally approved this raid. Well, now we've got five instances of Joe Biden, and yet we're supposed to still believe that Joe Biden is innocent in all this? No. Now, is there an overall problem of presidents and archives and the national NARA and how they handle all of these, National Archives Records Administration? Yeah, there's a huge problem. But that's on them, too. And there's an investigation into whether or not they're politicized. But certainly the DOJ and FBI didn't treat Hillary, didn't treat Joe Biden the way they treated Trump. And this is the story of Donald Trump. You know, the policies of Donald Trump. It's an amazing thing. I've been asking these other candidates that want to run for the presidency, tell me your policy differences. There are none. The big difference is in people's minds. I think I'm more electable because I'm this or this. So it's going to be fascinating to watch 2024 unfold and where differences might eventually lie. We'll see. That was a good call. Appreciate it. John, thank you. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program? We'll stay on the same topic. David is in New Jersey. New Jersey. What's going on, David? How are you, my friend?
Very well, Sean. Thank you for asking. Hey, I believe those documents have already been compromised. Someone else had their eyes on them. Well, with China, I don't know, because somebody had to tell Patrick Moore. Patrick Moore then had to go there and say, wow, someone else knows that there's documents here. I think they've already been compromised. I think maybe China's seen them, Russia's seen them. Somebody has seen them, and now there's squeezing Biden, and he can't do anything about it. So he says, let's turn them in.
Well, we certainly know Hunter had access to them, and we know a Chinese national was in the house where the documents were. Nobody wants to go down that road, but that's the road that I'm telling you Biden is most vulnerable on. He outright, flat out lied. Let me ask you a question. David, do you have any kids?
I have three children, yes.
Okay. Do your kids ever do something stupid? Every kid does something stupid, right?
Yes, they have.
Okay. And then when you ask them, did you do this stupid thing, whatever the stupid thing happens to be, they have you had experiences where they said, no, I did not do that stupid thing, right?
100% agreed.
And you're looking at them, and what I would say to my kids is stop. Stop insulting my intelligence. Just tell the truth, own it, learn to be honest. And, you know, kids want to avoid trouble. No, I swear, Dad, I swear. You know, meanwhile, it's like, okay, I didn't eat the cookie, and then you have cookie all over your face, and you're telling me you didn't eat the cookie. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I only bring this up is that their excuse making in all of this, the problem they've had too is their total complete support of what the FBI and the DOJ did to Trump. So now they own their own words and they're eating them and they haven't been honest. And this is where the Biden family gets in trouble, that they didn't tell the truth. Joe Biden lied about the issue of his son, his brother, his family, and their foreign business dealings that raked in, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars, ultimately. In the case of China, $1.5 billion deal. When we get to the money, then it's going to be very clear. This has the potential of being by far the biggest influence peddling scandal in the country's history. If it is, that's what's going to destroy Joe Biden. I think Democrats now turning on him recognize that they know as much as we do. They're not stupid. They may not be intelligent in some ways, and their ideology is really wrong. But I'm not saying, you know, they're total idiots, although maybe some of them. But they know that there's a vulnerability here. And Democrats, the big question is, are some of them now working to undermine Joe? And I would argue the answer is yes.
Right, but who's going to investigate them? What, the FBI is going to investigate themselves?
No, this is where Jim Comer and Jim Jordan come in. Jim Jordan's on TV tonight with me. All right, so those investigations run in tandem. I think we'll get the answers. Take time. They're going to delay. They're going to fight. They're going to take it to court. They're not going to be cooperative. But, you know, that's par for the course. Anyway, my friend, thank you. Quick break. We'll come right back. We'll continue. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's get back to our busy phones. Alex, Tennessee. Alex, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Sean, thank you for taking my call from the great state of Tennessee and the wonderful city of Knoxville. I heard you talking about the fair tax and the flat tax, and I've been a big supporter of the flat tax. You know, I've heard you mention for years that how cool would it be to be able to file your income taxes on a postcard where you fill out one little, you know, what, five or six lines and mail it in. You know, I keep hearing people on the right, conservatives and Republicans, talking about how we need to revamp the tax system, and I keep hearing this discussion about a national sales tax, and then the Democrats jump all over it and they tell everybody that, you know, oh, now the Republicans want to tax your Social Security income at 30%, and they want to do this, and they're going to double tax you on that. And I just wish we could get out in front.
Well, they don't understand it, and they don't understand the minimum side of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you wouldn't even really need the IRS except to have compliance from companies to make sure that if they're collecting the tax, they're paying the tax. Or it goes directly to the government as part of any transaction, but it also runs the risks of some underground economy, which you're going to have under any system. The bottom line is America's, look at what Gavin Newsom and other states now are contemplating. They want to be able to tax you after you leave California. They want to tax your income for 10 more years and you don't even live there. Sorry, that can't be constitutional. If you don't live there, you shouldn't be required to be paying California state income tax when your income is being made elsewhere. And that, by the way, that has now been put forth by numerous states. And, you know, the $24 billion shortfall of Gavin Newsom, I mean, he's desperate. Now he's going after the Second Amendment. He's going after people's money after they leave the state because his policies chased them away. He's the only governor in the history of California to ever lose population rather than gain population in over 170 plus years as a state. It's unbelievable. The spectacular fail is there.
Hey, we lived in Southern California, and my dad stayed working an extra 5 or 6 years, and we moved away from California, so he didn't have to deal with that retirement situation. And it is. It's really sad that they want to tax you after you move away just because you retired when you lived in the state. And one last thing real quick. I want to tell you, thank you for Dr. Fareed. I've had COVID twice, and I have followed his protocol, and I have never even had, you know, hardly any symptoms whatsoever. But I want to thank you again for putting them on and letting them talk to the people about how to treat themselves if you have COVID.
If I told you how often I called in favors with all of the doctors we've had on this show, all of them, and how willing they were to help people, telemedicine, over the phone, no charge, give them the protocol, save lives. I can't, Linda, how crazy was I in terms of helping people with COVID? Because people don't know anything.
You did a lot. You know, and they did a lot.
And Linda will testify to this too. How much pressure was brought to bear on this show and my TV show for me to tell people to get the vaccine, tell people what to do with their health choices? I mean, the pressure was becoming, look, I just said go to hell. I don't give a rip. I care about my audience. I was never going to play doctor on radio or TV, and it infuriated people. People were writing columns that if my mother listened to Sean Hannity, she'd be dead today. How many of those articles do we have just from one newspaper?
It was very sick. I think there, in the prism of history, will show this psychosis as one of the darkest times of our history and a very weak time as Americans. Oh. Very, very sad.
Well, I mean, and the point is, all, you know, when we had Robert Malone on, the guy that created the technology for the mRNA vaccines, that's the Moderna Pfizer vaccine, he himself said the technology's not perfected yet. He said that. He created it. He said, however, if you have pre-existing conditions, I said, well, then who would you think might benefit from these vaccines? He said, if you have pre-existing conditions, comorbidities, people that were obese did not fare well in all of this. He said, and you're 65 and older, because it really goes after old people, I would only under those circumstances advise that people get the vaccine. That was him. He created the technology. And just for having him on, we had already had him on and had him on since, but when Joe Rogan had him on, I mean, he was excoriated publicly. I mean, it was like a witch hunt.
And also, we should probably bring this up. We haven't really talked about it too much, but all of these people who are dear friends of the show are all having their medical licenses challenged right now by the various boards of medicine in their various states. So for thinking outside the box and saving all these lives, like Dr. Tyson and Dr. Fareed, the California Board of Medicine is trying to revoke their medical license for saving lives.
We will help them when the time is right. Absolutely.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that could be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.